Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 4, Sri Madhavendra Puri's Devotional Service. In this way, the deity worship in the temple was very gorgeously performed for 2 years. Then, one day, Madhavendra Puri had a dream. In his dream, Madhavendra Puri saw Gopal, who said, "My bodily temperature still has not decreased. Please bring sandalwood from the Malaya province and smear the pulp over my body to cool me. Bring sandalwood pulp from Jagannath Puri. Kindly go quickly, since no one else can do it. You must." After having this dream, Madhavendra Puri became very glad due to ecstasy of love of Godhead. And in order to execute the command of the Lord, he started east towards Bengal. Before leaving, Madhavendra Puri made all arrangements for regular deity worship, and he engaged different people in various duties. Then, taking up the order of Gopal, he started for Bengal. When Madhavendra Puri arrived at the house of Advaita Acharya in Shantipur, the Acharya became very pleased upon seeing the ecstatic love of Godhead manifest in Madhavendra Puri. Advaita Acharya begged to be initiated by Madhavendra Puri, and after initiating him, Madhavendra Puri started for South India. Going into South India, Sri Madhavendra Puri visited Ramuna, where Gopinath is situated. Upon seeing the beauty of the deity, Madhavendra Puri was overwhelmed. Nritya Gita Kori Jagad Mohane Vashila Kya kya boga lage brahmane puchila. In the corridor of the temple, from which people generally viewed the deity, Madhavendra Puri chanted and danced. Then he sat down there and asked the brahmana what kind of foods they offered to the deity. From the excellence of the arrangements, Madhavendra Puri understood by deduction that only the best food was offered. Madhavendra Puri thought, "I shall inquire from the priest what foods are offered to Gopinath, so that by making arrangements in our kitchen, we can offer similar foods to Sri Gopal." When the Brahmana priest was questioned about this matter, he explained in detail what kinds of food were offered to the deity of Gopinath. The Brahmana priest said, "In the evening, the deity is offered sweet rice in 12 earthen pots. Because the taste is as good as nectar amrita, it is called Amrita Keli. This sweet rice is celebrated throughout the world as Gopinath Chir. It is not offered anywhere else in the world." While Madhavendra Puri was talking with the Brahmin priest, the sweet rice was placed before the deity as an offering. Hearing this, Madhavendra Puri thought as follows: "If, without my asking, a little sweet rice is given to me, I can then taste it and make a similar preparation to offer to my Lord Gopal." Madhavendra Puri became greatly ashamed when he desired to taste the sweet rice, and he immediately began to think of Lord Vishnu. While he was thinking of Lord Vishnu, the offering was completed, and the arati ceremony began. Arati dekhiya puri koila namaskar, mahire oila, kare kichu na kahila ar. After the arati was finished, Madhavendra Puri offered his obeisances to the deity and then left the temple. He did not say anything more to anyone. Madhavendra Puri avoided begging. He was completely unattached and indifferent to material things. If, without his begging, someone offered him some food, he would eat. Otherwise, he would fast. A Paramahamsa like Madhavendra Puri is always satisfied in the loving service of the Lord. Material hunger and thirst cannot impede his activities. When he desired to taste a little sweet rice offered to the deity, He considered that he had committed an offense by desiring to eat which was being offered to the deity. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. It is advisable that food being offered to the deity be covered when taken from the kitchen to the deity room, and that way others may not see it. Those who are not accustomed to following the advanced regulative devotional principles may desire to eat the food, and that is an offense. Therefore, no one should be given a chance to even see it. However, when it is brought before the deity, it must be uncovered. Seeing the food uncovered before the deity, Madhavendra Puri desired to taste a little of it so that he could prepare a similar sweet rice for his Gopala. Madhavendra Puri was so strict, however, that he considered this to be an offense. Consequently, he left the temple without saying anything to anyone. The Paramhamsa is therefore called Vijita Sadguna. He must conquer the six material qualities, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Matsarja, and Chudatrishna, lust, anger, greed, illusion, enviousness, hunger, and thirst. Continuing, Madhavendra Puri left the temple and sat down in the village marketplace, which was vacant. Sitting there, he began to chant. In the meantime, the temple priest laid the deity down to rest. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Although Madhavendra Puri was not interested in eating and sleeping, his interest in chanting the Mahamantra was as acute as if he were an aspiring transcendentalist rather than a Paramhamsa. This means that even in the Paramhamsa stage, one cannot give up chanting. Haridas Thakur and the Goswamis were all engaged in chanting a fixed number of rounds. Therefore, chanting on beads is very important for everyone, even though one may become a Paramhamsa. This chanting can be executed anywhere, either inside or outside the temple. Madhavendra Puri even sat down in a vacant marketplace to perform his chanting. As stated by Srinivasacharya in his prayers to the Goswamis, Namagana Natabi, a Paramhamsa devotee is always engaged in chanting and rendering loving service to the Lord. Chanting the Lord's holy names and engaging in his service are identical. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.23, there are 9 kinds of devotional service: hearing, Shravanam, chanting, Kirtanam, remembering, Vishnu Smaranam, serving, Padasevanam, worship of the deity, Archanam, praying, Vandanam, carrying out orders, Dasyam, serving him as a friend, Sakyam, and sacrificing everything for the Lord, Atmanavedanam. Although each process appears distinct, when one is situated on the absolute platform, he can see that they are identical. For instance, hearing is as good as chanting, and remembering is as good as chanting or hearing. Similarly, engaging in deity worship is as good as chanting, hearing, or remembering. The devotee is expected to accept all 9 processes of devotional service, but even if one process is properly, even if only one process is properly executed, he can still attain the highest position, Paramhamsa, and go back home, back to Godhead. Nija kritya kori pujari karila sayan. Swapane Takoreashi Balila Vachana. Finishing his daily duties, the priest went to take rest. In a dream, he saw the Gopinath deity come to talk to him, and he, the deity, Gopinath, spoke as follows. O priest, please get up and open the door of the temple. I have kept 1 pot of sweet rice for the sannyasi, Madhavendra Puri. This pot of sweet rice is just behind my cloth curtain. You did not see it because of my tricks. A sannyasi named Madhavendra Puri is sitting in the vacant marketplace. Please take this pot of sweet rice from behind me and deliver it to him. Awakening from the dream, the priest immediately rose from bed and thought it wise to take a bath before entering the deity's room. He then opened the deity, the temple door. According to the deity's directions, the priest found the pot of sweet rice behind the cloth curtain. He removed the pot and mopped up the place where it had been kept. He then went out of the temple. Closing the door of the temple, he went to the village with the pot of sweet rice. He called out in every stall in search of Madhavendra Puri. We shall end at this dramatic point and continue soon. Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.